From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Turkish Prime Minister saying the Islamic State group is to blame for Tuesday's suicide attack at the Istanbul airport that killed at least 36 and injured dozens more. This passenger said authorities were overwhelmed after the attack.
We went by bus to the town, then bus stopped, told the people go out. In nowhere. There was no hotel, nothing, no information. I understand that it's a problem, but what is bad? No information.
Meantime, no one is claiming responsibility for the attack, which comes as the Turkish government grapples with the dual threat of the Islamist extremists and Kurdish rebels in the southeastern part of Turkey. The Republican-led investigation into the terrorist attack on the U.S. outpost in Benghazi, Libya, 4 years ago that killed four Americans, ended with no new allegations on the actions of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton, now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, said it's time to move. The U.S. move on, that is. The U.S. Defense Department says changes have been made to improve the response of personnel based on the incident in Benghazi. British Prime Minister David Cameron met with European leaders in Brussels for the first time Tuesday since British voters chose to quit the EU.
There was universal respect for this decision, and this decision will be carried through in Britain and is understood that it will be carried through here in the European Union.
Cameron, who says he will resign because of the Brexit vote, says he will not be involved in the process of negotiating Britain's departure from the European Union. The head of the EU Commission is urging Britain to clarify its position soon. France and other EU members fear